This is the new record from Ry Cooter and the Cuban guitar legend Manuel Galban. Cooter's love of Cuban music became famous in 1998 when he brought some great, forgotten musicians into the studio to create the Buena Vista Social Club, the CD, and the film. Since then, Cooter has been busy producing records featuring some of the Buena Vista Social Club's individual players. Manuel Galban is at center stage right now, for the first time in his life, thanks to Ry Cooter's patronage, proving that patronage doesn't always mean support of a financial kind. David Gonzalez has the story.
Ry Cooter is not the kind of patron who sits waiting for the result of his generosity. He makes things happen. He's right there, hands-on, nitty-gritty with the project, making it a collaborative thing, a shared thing. When they started recording the Buena Vista Social Club, he had to find a way to communicate this to the Cuban musicians.
So my idea was, and I said to Jerry Boys, let's make it this sound. Let's get this big, huge, fat bubble of a sound. And everybody will love it so much, you have to believe in this. As Jim Keltner calls it, the call of the playback. Let's get everybody in the control room. After a song, I want to show them how beautiful, how grand, and how fantastically good this sounds. It's not all pinched and little and we're in a hurry and going to take the music and shag out of here and go make money somewhere. So once you show everybody I'm here to help you sound the greatest you can possibly sound, I am determined to do this. I will stop at nothing. You know, and if somebody says, well, I wish I had some goatskin heads, this drum would sound better. I say, stop, let's go get some goatskin heads. If we can't find them, we're going to make them. Go kill a goat. And then pretty soon, and very soon, people respond to this and they say, we're really together here. We are not working for this guy. He's not some authoritarian presence from the outside world. But it's some kind of collective, and they love that feeling, and who wouldn't? Musicians dig that.
He's in it. Giving to it, taking from it, back and forth, back and forth. For his new record, Mambo Sinuendo, with Manuel Galban, Cooter's in it again, this time for the twang. Twang is a sonic meeting ground for Cooter and Galban. It comes from an early electric guitar sound, before the scorching solos of Hendrix, Clapton, Van Halen, and yes, even the young Ry Cooter.
Twanging is, to me, suggests a certain spatial thing because, as you say, searing or this or that is a little more projectile, maybe coming more as an assault. Twang is not that. Twang is a kind of almost rearing back and establishing a sort of space for yourself. The lonesome guitar, as Mac Radmack used to say, lonesome guitar strangler. Galban is sort of that. He stands alone down there now, especially in this day and age.
Galban was the accompanist and arranger for Los Zafiros, acknowledged as the best vocal group in the history of popular Cuban music. Their huge doo-wop hits were the soundtrack to a whole generation of romances in the early 60s. His arrangements and guitar playing were central to the band's success. Check out his hip intro to La Luna en Tu Mirada. Cool, right? Makes you want more. But that was pretty much all you got to hear of Galban. His playing was featured for four bars on the intro of each tune, then discreetly slipped into the background. He wanted it this way.
With Los Zafiros, you only really heard me in the introductions. I took great care not to disturb the singers with the accompaniment. I believe that the musician needs to support the singers, not the other way around. Listen to the Los Zafiros records. you'll see that the guitar doesn't interfere. It accompanies. That's it. Every once in a while, I'd play a response to something they were doing, but only when it was right and always very careful. The new record? This is the most I've ever let myself go as a soloist. It's thanks to Rye that I've been able to do this. I wasn't able to do it here in Cuba. I just couldn't make it happen. I'm very happy.
Making Mambo's innuendo, like all the Buena Vista projects, is risky. How do you make the old new? If he's too nostalgic, then they're simply rehashing the same old material. If he's too modern, too loose with contemporary styles and technologies, then it destroys the authenticity of the music, and it comes across as opportunistic. The way lots of so-called world music recordings appropriate a traditional element or two and slaps them into a shallow concept. It's a tricky road to ride. Danger on either side.
The way I feel about it is, you know, the roots are great, the form is great, there's a great talent in the musicians, and they, of course, are totally into it. I mean, they have a lot of the Cuban respect for their own culture, their own creation, and for sure, because it's a fabulous creation over 150 years, let's say, of working on this song form that they have down there, and they've got a great thing here. It's beautiful. So I don't want to step in and start, you know, breaking things, you know, like a bull in a china shop, you know. But I'd like to try some things, if you don't mind. I'm a fan. I appreciate it. I'd like to learn about it. I want to learn to play these things. I always have. There's Hawaiian or the Tex-Mex, the accordion, you know, and that music. Just because it's so beautiful, you'd like to be within this a bit and have it, the possibility to live within this sound.
There it is. In the complex economy of patronage, sometimes the currency is something intangible and personal. For Rye Cooter, it's to live within the sound worlds he loves. For Studio 360, this is David Gonzalez.
The new album by Rye Cooter and Manuel Galban is out right now. If you want to find out more about them or the record, you can visit our website at studio360.org.